Okay, Joe, so I mean, I always do this with seniors, like, this is it, man. Like, this is the final, the beginning of the final camp. What's your emotions?
Excited. It was a little weird coming in. I mean, like, when you finish your first, like, big lift in the summer, I think that's when it first hit you. Mm-hmm. All the guys kind of lean at you like, wow, this is your last time in the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, serious big weight. And that's kind of when it hit me. Just excited to get out here. The young guys have came out. We had Doug Kramer come in a day before camp, which has been kind of fun. But he's done a great job jumping in. The freshmen are doing well. And I think the energy of the team has been really good. Just coming out, we did a good job going over those schemes because it was rushed in the spring. But just excited. And I think we know what we have to work on running the ball. And the running backs, O-line, the receivers, everybody's got a passion for that now. And just protecting West, and I think it's a good summer getting together, getting the team, just kind of coming together as one, and, you know, we're excited to have all the pieces here and get going.
That's probably the biggest change, right, is the run blocking scheme. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest departure from what you've had.
Yeah, I think just a little bit of the footwork twerks we've had and tweaks.
You are twerking a little bit,
not twerking. It was tweaks.
It would be great if there were twerks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you work that in there?
I don't know how that would correlate.
I'm gonna spin off on that.
It's definitely a flag in the end zone. But we could work. If I ever score, it could pop in my head.
Good. Corey Lewis scored a couple years ago. Remember, he fell on a fumble in the end zone.
I don't think he knew what to do at Indiana.
But he should have twerked.
I don't think twerking was a thing then.
He could have invented it.
The tweaks.
Let's go back to tweaks.
The tweaks. You know, running off the ball. Just more of an emphasis, I think, a little bit. We obviously threw it a lot, and that was kind of part of our mentality. But taking pride in it now, and I think we have a strong backfield with Keyshawn, and Reggie's doing a good job coming up. Kendrick's doing a great job. That new freshman Christian's running really well, it looks like. So exciting, and I think everybody's kind of got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder where we know it's a thing we got to work on and to take that next step. With Wes's arm, as long as we protect him and get Keyshawn and those guys in open field.
As an O-lineman, do you like that? I mean, do you like it's going to be a little more run-based than last year?
I mean, I definitely like it. You're always all in, whatever the coach is all about. But you like kind of turning on a little bit and, you know, putting guys in the ground and just getting movement on double teams. I mean, the best feeling is taking a guy, moving him against his will from point A to point B. There's kind of nothing that matches that, and that's where I think a lot of our first love for football came is when we first did that. So to get a little bit back to that is a good feeling, but a lot of work. And right now it's a lot of talk and a lot of fits, but once we get the pads on, getting Bane back in the middle, that's some great work every time I go against him. Bane, Tito, Jamal, and it's exciting. And, you know, it's fun to have Hardy in there and finally get him with the team.
Sure,
He looks really good running around. And just seeing the pieces come together, looks good, feels good, and hopefully go out on a high note.
So changing out both guards from last year.
Yeah.
Tell me how it looks.
He's a liar.
That was, just so you know, that was Coach Butkus claiming that Joe Spencer is a liar. Breaking news. So tell me about the guards who are next to you right now.
Yeah.
How that's going.
So started off camp with Nikki and Gabe. It's been fun. A lot of people have asked me, like, what it's like coming in. I started that first game my redshirt freshman year, so I just have a little bit that I can tell them growing, part of being the older guy now. But it's been cool. It's been fun. I think they're all just developing their own way. Nikki had a really strong summer, as with Gabe. In the weight room, but also the big thing was the mental side, especially for Gabe, just taking that next step. Because I think that's going to be the toughest part from what I remember is, physically we're all within that kind of range, but the mental side and all the checks and all the different stuff that happens on the line and a twist and how to read a different move, that's where it's going to, separate different guys. So it'll be a fun competition. Nikki and Gabe right there right now, but I know Connor Brennan, Zach Heath, and Solomon ran really well today with the ones while Christian was at his test. So maybe he should stop doing accounting and watch his back.
I'm going to note that one. I'll tweet it to him.
It's fun. I think we're a really tight-knit group where whoever ends up being the starter is not going to be, bitterness or anything. And you never know, Murray State, we could go out with one group, and then the next week it could be another group. I mean, that's what happened with me.
Yeah.
Sophomore year, so you never know, and we just got to build that depth, and I think a lot of guys are taking that challenge.
Good. Well, I'll see you all week, so.
Sounds good.
All right, good to talk to you.